Watch, MTG shows stills from Hunter Biden's alleged porn at congressional hearing. By Wendell Hussebo on July 19, 2023. The Justice Department brought no charges against Hunter Biden for illicit sexual activity. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, pointed out with graphic images during congressional testimony of IRS agents. Hunter Biden agreed in June to plead guilty to two federal tax violation charges and one violation of gun laws. Despite evidence presented by Greene that Hunter Biden allegedly violated the Mann Act. The law criminalizes the transportation of any woman or girl for the purpose of prostitution or debauchery, or for any other immoral purpose. During your testimony with the House Ways and Means Committee, you stated that through bank records, you identified Hunter Biden was paying prostitutes related to a potential prostitution ring. Is that correct? Greene asked IRS agent Joseph Ziegler, who testified before Congress. Yes, that's correct, he said. Joseph Ziegler identified himself Wednesday as a 13-year award-winning veteran of the agency, who alleges President Joe Biden's Justice Department, DOJ, politically interfered in the criminal probe of Hunter Biden. Related, IRS whistleblower speaks publicly for first time, says DOJ intervened to slow-walk Hunter probe to benefit him. You stated that the prosecutorial team was investigating violations of the Mann Act. Is that correct, Mr. Ziegler? Greene asked. That is correct, Ziegler replied. Regarding the Mann Act, if a person is transported across state lines for sexual activity, such as prostitution, that could be a violation of a federal law. Is that correct? Greene asked. I actually recently looked at the federal law regarding Mann Act, and I believe that that is correct. But I would refer you to the DOJ manual, Ziegler stated. Greene then held up a series of images before Ziegler of illicit and lewd activity by Hunter Biden with women and questioned the witness if Hunter Biden committed crimes. I would like to present this to the committee, she said. This image is showing Hunter Biden paid for a victim's United Airlines flight from LA to Dallas. I believe this is a violation of the Mann Act, she said. And I would like to point out that if he was purchasing her a plane ticket for sex and traveling across state lines, do you believe that to be a violation of the Mann Act, Mr. Ziegler? Greene asked. I can talk to specifically what's in my transcript regarding the Mann Act, he said before conferring with his lawyer. Regarding Mann Act violations, what we can do is, given by the statute, we can turn those over to House Ways and Means Committee, and then they can decide to vote to turn them over to you, he said. Greene then held up a different image of Hunter Biden conducting sexual acts with a person Greene said was a paralegal. Can you confirm, for me, that Hunter Biden had written off payments to prostitutes through his law firm? She asked. This is not really what most paralegals do for law firms. I appreciate the question, given by the statute I am limited in my testimony today. And I respectfully would need to turn those records over to the House Ways and Means Committee, he replied. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.